do some mental rehearsal on these people who are making their way onto your list and keep updating the list. And that's what you do to get started. And I think that a CD is a little bit better than a link.
I agree. When you're in front of people, it's the time to take action. Mm-hmm. I like the idea that you're handing someone an opportunity, a precious gift. Mm-hmm. And I love the idea of setting that field, seeing it as such a gift to these people, mm-hmm. and then leaving it in their hands to decide.
Handing somebody a CD is a gift. You will know that because you know the potential. And they have every right to refuse that gift because they might be on a path of lack and suffering on purpose. And you got to respect that. They might have some lessons that they need to learn about poverty and depression. And, you know, they might refuse your gift. But you handing them a CD is a gift. You're gifting. You're building your energy first. Building that energy first. Mentally rehearsing. And then rehearsing giving out this gift to people, okay? And then, you know, when you're ready to do it, and you'll be working with your sponsor. When you're ready to do it, you will get that information. You'll get the CDs and the links, and you'll actually give it to people. You can do this with links to the website, yes. You can do it with a thumb drive. But there's something about a CD. It's kind of old-fashioned, but it's something about it that's like a gift, that you're giving someone a gift, and they can listen to it in their car. Listening in your car is one of the best ways to get information because while driving in the car, your mind is often in an alpha brainwave state, so you can receive information in a peaceful way. Whereas in front of the computer, you could be a little harried, you know, you could be a little bit bombarded with energy or in a hurry, but listening in the car just seems to be a very good way to get the information.